From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Louisiana starting to see more oil spill damage people predicted would happen since last month's rig explosion. Authorities shut down public beaches on a resort island community south of New Orleans today as thick oil moves in. Governor Bobby Jindal says the oil is already affecting ecologically fragile marshes.
We've got heavy oil that's coming to those wetlands. If you look at NOAA's projections, they're showing that oil is coming west of the river. It's only a matter of time before we begin to see even more oil here in Terrebonne, here in Timbaleer Bay.
BP is setting up an operation to pump heavy mud into the top of a blown-out well deep undersea that's been gushing thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of barrels of oil a day. President Obama is ordering federal agencies to start development of national mileage and emission standards for vehicles, including for the first time, big rig and work trucks.
Today we're going even further, proposing the development of a national standard for medium and heavy-duty trucks, just as we did for cars and light trucks.
President Obama calling for more fuel efficiency in vehicles at a ceremony in the Rose Garden today. A court ruled that three detainees at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan may not challenge their captivity in U.S. courts. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports a ruling hands the Obama administration a big victory.
The Federal Appeals Court in Washington says allowing Bagram detainees to challenge their detention presents too many practical obstacles. The court rules the airbase and all of Afghanistan are still war zones. Here's why this decision is a victory for the White House. The Justice Department has been fighting for years to keep Bagram off limits to American courts. The government says it needs a place to hold terrorism suspects it considers too dangerous to release. And a civilian court could order release against the government's wishes. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
In Germany, lawmakers are backing a series of measures in hopes of propping up a struggling euro and helping European countries weighed down with huge amounts of debt. We have more on this from Thomas Martzall in Berlin.
The hugely unpopular rescue package could end up costing German taxpayers $184 billion, and that's on top of another major bailout for Greece passed just 2 weeks ago. Chancellor Angela Merkel had appealed for cross-party support. Instead, a dozen members of her own conservative coalition either abstained or voted no. That outcome is not seen as a vote of confidence in the German leader, whose poll numbers have dropped in recent weeks. Most Germans are against helping what they deem free-spending European neighbors such as Greece, Portugal, and Spain. Merkel, meanwhile, wants investors to pay for the crisis as well. She's pushing G20 governments to enact a global tax on financial transactions. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Martzall in Berlin.
Up triple digits in the final minutes on Wall Street at last check. The Dow was up more than 125 points at 10,194. NASDAQ up 25 at 2229. This is NPR. Texas Board of Education may vote today on a series of curriculum changes, triggering a mix of support and outrage among educators across the country. Critics say conservative board members are putting their stamp on measures to amend or water down what's taught in social studies and history. One proposal suggests the nation's founders might not have wanted a separation of church and state. Grapevine, Texas resident Terry Ann Kelly supports it.
I think separation of church and state, we don't find it anywhere in our laws. You know, it's not actually in our Constitution.
Opponents rallied outside the meeting today. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton wants North Korea to be held responsible for sinking a South Korean warship. As the Wahli Saikau Tau reports from Seoul, tension on the Korean Peninsula has been dominating Clinton's week-long trip to Asia.
After meeting with Japan's foreign minister, Clinton told reporters in Tokyo that North Korea's provocative actions have consequences. She said South Korea's investigation, which included U.S., U.K., and other nations, proved North Korea torpedoed the South's warship. Clinton added there must be an international response to this attack on South Korea. North Korea denies any involvement and offered to send its own team of investigators to Seoul. South Korea has yet to agree to this, and Friday morning its president held an emergency meeting with his National Security Council to consider countermeasures to the North's attack. After meetings with officials in Japan, Clinton heads to China and then travels to South Korea next week. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikau Tau in Seoul.
At least 22 people are dead and more than 50 injured from a car bombing in northern Iraq today. The attack was in Khalis, where similar bombing killed dozens 2 months ago. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.